Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The U.S. government continues to negotiate with terrorists. The Biden administration has announced they are seeking to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. A four-day ceasefire began between Israel and Hamas on Friday, allowing needed aid to enter Gaza and a hostage exchange. A Qatari spokesperson says 17 hostages were released by the terrorists Hamas. Israel released 39 Palestinians, all of whom are minors. It should be noted, hundreds of hostages still remain in Hamas custody. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas. Dave Collins has more.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Turner acknowledged the likelihood that Hamas is deliberately delaying the release of American hostages to use them as leverage for bargaining.
Senator Michael Bennet believes there's a broad bipartisan support in the Senate for an aid package that includes Ukraine. The Colorado Democrat believes President Biden's request for a $14 billion aid package that combines Ukraine, Israel, Southeast Asia, and the U.S.-Mexico border is the only way to save democracy as a whole. Many House Republicans trying to curb inflation want a vote on aid to Ukraine to be separate from votes related to Israel and the U.S. southern border. More than 300,000 Honda Accords and HR-Vs are being recalled over a problem with their seatbelts. The recall affects 2023 and 2024 models. Some of the seatbelts were assembled missing a rivet that tightens the belt to restrain people in a crash. Today is Cyber Monday for online retailers, first established in 2005. USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The three-week-long Portland teacher strike is over. Yesterday, the school district and their teachers' union reached a tentative contract. The Portland Association of Teachers says it gives teachers pay raises, more time to prepare, and additional mental health supports for students. The missed school days because of the strike by the teachers' union will be made up by adding days in January, February, and April, and extending the school year by 3 days. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, convicted of killing George Floyd, has been stabbed in prison over the weekend.
Out of Arizona, where Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, stabbed in prison Friday. The Bureau of Prisons in a statement saying that Chauvin was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at the federal prison in Tucson. It's a medium security facility. Chauvin said to be in stable condition and is expected to survive.
That's Laura Winters reporting. We all have and love leftovers from Thanksgiving, but how long do we have before we should toss them out?
Everyone is reminded to be safe when eating Thanksgiving leftovers. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, that food can safely be eaten up to 4 days if it was properly refrigerated and not left out for more than a couple of hours. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, happy Monday. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And maybe there's still some cold turkey sandwiches in your near future still lingering, though a lot of stuff got emptied out, all the pie and mashed potatoes and everything else. But anyway, good you could join us. Appreciate you sharing some time with us to talk about, you know, what's happening in your world. Dr. Michael Bustler is going to be up with us in just a moment, public policy analyst and economics professor. You know, hey, we made it. We survived the cost of Thanksgiving. I'm sure, as you realized, like many of us, that Thanksgiving costs a little bit more this year. Dr. Bustler, no surprise there when you going into it that we were going to pay a little bit more. But I think from year to year, I mean, a double-digit increase is because of inflation then.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on your show, Bill. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here. Yeah, so prices since January of 2021, now we ended 2020, the prior administration, the inflation rate was 1.4%. Mm-hmm. When the new administration took over in January, they started to do a bunch of things, and it led to the inflation that we have. On average, prices are up nearly 20% from the January 2021 until today. Some things are up even more. The cost of housing, either renting or buying, has gone up significantly more than that. Most food products have also gone up significantly more than that. And it's putting a lot of pressure on families. You know, the Biden administration says, well, look, we got inflation down to 3%. Look, it's lowered. Well, that doesn't mean prices are coming down. It means that they're going to not quite go up as fast. But we need some action that will actually bring prices down. You know, Bill, I spoke to a couple of families, one in particular. The wife was a nurse. The husband was in the security field. They tell me they get paid every other Friday. They got paid last Friday, and they said by Tuesday they pay their mortgage, they pay their buy their groceries, they put gas in the car. By Tuesday, they said they only have a couple hundred dollars left over to carry them until the following Friday. And there's a lot of people living paycheck to paycheck as a result of this very severe inflation problem that we still have.
Exactly, over 60%. You know, the 20% differential increase from the previous administration to Joe Biden, lickety-split. I mean, this was done inside of 2 years that he was able to accomplish this feat. Was it worth it, Michael?
The answer is no. And all of this inflation, in my view, all of this inflation is due to government action. Now, the government says, well, it's not our fault. We have some supply chain disruptions and the reduction, hard to get some products, and that's what brought inflation up. That's not exactly true because by July of 2021, we were back to producing at the same level as before the pandemic. So it's not a problem of supply. Now, some markets, chips and things, you saw some issues, but the overall economy, it wasn't a shortage of supply. So what really caused it? It was excess demand. And how did we get the excess demand? Two things the government did. One, the federal government in the last four fiscal years has overspent, that has spent more money than they took in tax revenue, $9 trillion of deficit spending. That's all excess demand on the economy. That's pulling prices up. The second thing the government did is the Federal Reserve, and I've talked on your show before about this, had what I referred to as shockingly irresponsible monetary policy during 2021. Inflation was going up, and yet they kept interest rates near zero. They kept the bond buying program, which means you're printing money electronically to buy bonds. You're vastly increasing the money supply all through 2021. It wasn't until June of 2022 when inflation had gotten up to a 9% annual rate that the Federal Reserve said, okay, now we're going to have to do something to control prices, and that's when they started jacking up interest rates. But this inflation problem is due to the federal government overspending and continuing to overspend, and the Federal Reserve not recognizing that price stability is, I think, the primary goal of monetary policy.
Michael, remind everybody what was going on there. You had Powell that was, here we got a new administration. Powell wanted the job. He had to, from what I'm sensing here, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but that Powell had to kind of kiss up to Biden. And this is why he kind of was a little MIA and soft and very slow in responding to something that he knew needed to be done, but he was kowtowing to the new administration is the way I see it. Am I off base there?
You're exactly right. So Powell's term expired in February of 2022. He wanted to get reappointed. The federal government in 2021 was deficit spending. They had about a roughly, I'm rounding off these numbers. They had a $3 trillion deficit in 2021, which is divided by 12, that's $250 billion per month. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't want to cause shock to the financial markets and because Jerome Powell wanted to be reappointed, the Federal Reserve bought about half of that, $120 billion per month. Through 2021 and into 2022. And remember, when they buy bonds, they electronically print up money. So they've expanded the money supply, and that rapid growth in the money supply led to much of the inflation that we have today. But you're absolutely right. Powell wanted to get reappointed. He accommodated President Biden's deficit spending policy, and he left interest rates near zero for the entire year. It wasn't until June 2022 that they finally realized, hey, we've got a serious inflation problem. The Fed has to start acting. And then they started really jacking interest rates up, and we're paying for that problem today, too.
Yeah, it was like, he gave Joe Biden 18 months, I guess, of leeway. But we saw the same thing happen under Barack Obama. What is it about the Democrats and the Fed that work hand in hand? I don't necessarily see this. Again, correct me if I'm wrong. Whenever the Democrats are in charge, the Fed seems to go along with their, you know, with their spending, and they give them cover. But when the Republicans are in charge, not so much. Am I seeing that correctly, Michael?
You are seeing it correctly. And as a matter of fact, when Trump was president during 2017 and into 2018, the Federal Reserve, as we're trying to get the economy growing, starts jacking up interest rates that offset a lot of the positive effects that the tax cut of 2018 would have had. So why do they tend to work against Republican administrations and seem to favor Democrat administrations. I'm not sure what the answer of, to that is, but if you look at the behavior, that's a very valid conclusion.
But, you know, simply, I mean, it's just out-and-out bias. And, you know, this is what's killing this country, is we've become a uniparty. I mean, it's all controlled, you know, by the Democrats. They're getting their way at the expense of the taxpayer. Got to go to break. More from Dr. Bussler after this.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Michael Bussler continues with us. You know, Michael, I keep seeing these pollings numbers, you know, for Joe Biden. It's amazing to me. 40% of the people, supposedly according to these polls, and it's very plus or minus, but roughly about 40%, say that he's doing an outstanding job. He's doing a great job on behalf of the American people. You know what? I want to talk to him. I want to talk to some 40% and say, help me understand. I mean, we're just having a basic academic discussion in the first segment about the government and how we got here. And I don't understand why the American people aren't sticking their heads out the window and saying, I've had it, and I can't stand this anymore. This is absurd. We're being ripped off for political interest and bias. I mean, this is just rank unprofessionalism. It's just obvious cheating and bias. We talk about the media not doing their job. I mean, here they're protected by the First Amendment to have a free and fair press. Well, they've abandoned ship. They're not helping us out whatsoever. You know, with their bias reporting, it's clear. You know, they love the Democrats, and they're trying to convince themselves that an 81-year-old feeble individual they know who is, you know, messing up on every turn. But yet, you know, they want to make sure that they're included in the, you know, the Beltway cocktail parties and that they can, you know, be with all their liberal friends and say, oh, you know, we're so liberal together and everything else. And this is okay. Joe Biden's just going through a minor speed bump. They'll figure it out. We're okay. You know, we're still good people because after all, you know, our philosophy and what we believe in, you know, whether it's climate change or, anything that is against Trump and, anything that, you know, keeps our borders open, we've got a positive spin on this. You know, we know it's not spin. It's just we know better than the rest of the, you know, than rest of the peons because they don't know. You know, they're you know, they didn't graduate from the right colleges. What do they know? You know, 340 million people, you know, they're so lucky to have us working for them. Well, what do they care if we, you know, get an extra buck or two at the trough and manage to get it under the table in the dark of night? What does that matter to them? They're lucky that we're here, right? This arrogant, exactly elitist right. attitude. Go ahead.
That is exactly right. You know, when I've talked to some Democrats just to find out what is it about the presidency that you support. Now, many of them say they believe climate is an existential threat and that if something isn't done immediately about it, that their children are not going to have any air to breathe. So they say President Biden is restricting the use of fossil fuels, promoting renewable energy. All of that will help slow the climate change. And even if we have to pay the price of more inflation and less economic growth and higher interest rates, even if we have to pay that price, it's worth it because we have to act against climate change immediately. Also, they argue.
Okay, but hang on just a minute here. Okay, this whole argument about climate change, this is all emotional. Where is the science that they've been saying this for, what, over 20 years? You know, the sky is falling. And with all the implementation of these supposed answers, whether it's windmills, I mean, you're like Don Quixote chasing windmills here. We're delusional. So windmills, all these other alternatives, but, you know, outside of just taking advantage, full advantage of our own natural resources that are so plentiful that, you know, beyond their even great grandkids, there's going to be resources there. But they have this minimalist idea to justify their argument of, you know, climate and this deal about climate change. What are you talking about? There is no scientific other than the scientific publications that you use the American taxpayer money to put in these biased reports that you can quote and act like as if you're all that academic and all that sophisticated when what you've done is you stack the table and you've deposited a bunch of manure into the debate to justify your argument. And then you get upset because we don't believe in it. Well, we don't believe in manure. We believe in manure, but manure for certain things, but not when it comes to science. Excuse me, right?
Yeah, Bill, you're exactly right. And this has happened before. You may recall, and I'm old enough to remember, back in the early 70s, they said we're on the verge of an ice age.
Exactly.
50 years, we're going to have an ice age, and if we don't do something to fix it, everything's going to freeze. Well, 50 years later, now it's not talking ice age, they're talking global warming. And then you may recall in the 80s, somebody calculated that the population is growing faster than our ability to produce food. So within the next decade, they said we're going to have mass starvation. Well, obviously that didn't happen either. So there's more than a few examples of them saying that the sky is falling, wanting us to overreact to it. And when we do that, we end up causing more harm than good. This whole climate change idea, look, there's nothing wrong about using renewable energy if you decide to do that. There's nothing wrong with electric cars if the market decides they want that. Changes like switching to electric cars are supposed to be made through the market. Just like we had a horse and buggy and then cars came out, there's no government mandate. The market just took care of it. And that's how these things are supposed to go.
Well, they're trying to do this. Yeah, they're trying to do this on their own. They don't have the intellect. I mean, clearly. They really don't. What they've got is they've got the power. And so what they're doing is they're exceeding expectation and saying, well, it's going to be there. You know, where Joe Biden, by 2030, you know, everybody's going to be in electrical cars. I mean, what a stupid statement to make on the face. Because, Joe, do you realize, first of all, wouldn't have even by projections, you're not going to satisfy. If you had everybody going electric, you couldn't satisfy more than 10% of the population of the car driving public. So how can you make such an idiotic statement like this? It destroys the argument for climate change and how disastrous everything is and how immediate this should be. And, oh, yeah, by the way, let's look on the horizon and see what China and India are doing, right? And so if there's such a high level of urgency, why is it their skies are so gloomy and gray? And, you know, and they will continue that way, and they don't care. The international community can say whatever they want. Of course, they don't say anything, because just like corporate America, you know, President Xi comes to town and they clean up the poop and everybody, corporate America gives them a standing ovation, right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. And I don't know why they have such a high priority for these goals. And they say, well, that's really what the American public wants. Well, that's not. And why not? So if the American public really wanted electric cars, they wouldn't have to give a rebate. The reason they're giving rebates, which means the taxpayers are paying part of the bill for somebody to buy an electric car. But the reason you give those rebates is people really don't want the car, so you're going to have to drop the price significantly to get them to buy. These changes should be made by the market. Historically, that's how it happens, and you get a very efficient transfer from one technology to another. When the government steps in and tries to tell people what they really want, rather than letting the people decide what they want, that's the way our democracy is supposed to work. People decide. And a market economy is a very democratic system. When you go to buy something, you can think of it as you're casting a dollar vote. If you're buying something, you're casting dollar votes. And what people want the most of, they're going to get the most dollar votes and be the most profitable, and they'll continue to be made. The products that people don't want, they're not going to buy. They're not going to cast the dollar vote. The company won't be profitable, and that product comes off the market. So the market is very efficient in giving consumers exactly what they want. Whenever you try to distort the market, it ends up causing more harm than good. And that's what the president's trying to do, because he feels electric cars are better for you than gas-powered cars.
Yeah, we can't make that choice. But yet, when it happens, to your point, it's much more efficiently, and it's a win-win for all concerned. But government has to stick their fingers in it because they think they know so much. I mean, another case in point recently is look what's happening with ESG. You know, right? Corporate America, Wall Street's going, get that out of here. Because the market responded and says, that doesn't pass the so what test. We're not biting that stuff anymore. So they got away with it for, almost 2 years. But enough is enough. And that's what we're saying about too much of this stuff. Dr. Michael Bustler, thank you, sir. Take care.
Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration has announced they are seeking to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. A four-day ceasefire began between Israel and Hamas on Friday, allowing needed aid to enter Gaza and a hostage exchange. A Qatari spokesperson says 17 hostages were released by the terrorists Hamas. Israel released 39 Palestinians, all of whom are minors. It should be noted hundreds of hostages still remain in Hamas custody. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas. Dave Collins has more.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Turner acknowledged the likelihood that Hamas is deliberately delaying the release of American hostages to use them as leverage for bargaining.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books is going to be joining us in just a moment. The shocking headline, you know, for all that's been said about the universities with, you know, this. Look, I'm a firm believer in free speech. We need to have free speech, but you need to have free speech at every level. Otherwise, if you don't, you're going to render yourself stupid. And this is what we're doing. Here's these universities. They're all, you know, supposed to be so smart and intellectual. And we supposedly got all these great professors there. And what are they doing with these kids? You know, even the presidents of these universities, what are they doing in helping them understand, you know, what is right? What are the noble things? What are the inarguable facts about any issue? And that, yes, healthy debate, I'm for it. Let's have healthy debate. Let's be able to talk about it so we understand what's happening in our world. But meanwhile, with all the silliness that's happening, you know, the woke universities and everything that we've gone through for this last decade or so, do you realize, I mean, this is a shocker. Are you ready for this? $45 billion. You hear that? Elite universities like Harvard have taxed you $45 billion in the last 5 years. Now, it wouldn't be so bad if we got something of value for that $45 billion and said, look at the return on investment. Look at all these brilliant kids that we're, you know, that we're producing out of these grand universities. $45 billion, that's, you know, that's chump change. But it's not, because the value of what we're getting in our society for this tax money, no bueno. It doesn't add up. Adam Andrzejewski joins us now. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Always good to have you here, buddy. And of course, later on, we're going to have a year in review like we did last year that everybody loved when you did that, by the way. But right now, because universities are on the spotlight because of all the crazy campus antics that have been going on, and you've discovered that we have been taxed. I mean, we've really been bludgeoned here, the American taxpayer, to the tune of $45 billion that we're turning over to these universities that are sending us back these indoctrinated woke soldiers into our communities.
Well, our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, Bill, we quantified the U.S. taxpayer subsidies, tax breaks, and federal payments into the eight colleges of the Ivy League, plus Stanford and Northwestern, from 2018 through 2022. So it was a five-year period, and you're right, it's $45 billion. And here's how that number breaks down. It's a stunning $33 billion worth of federal contracts and grants. And about 90 cents on every dollar of that is grant-making. When you get a federal grant, it's not like a contract. When you have a contract, you actually work for the federal government. What you create is owned by the taxpayer. When you get a grant, you don't have to pay it back. That's not a loan. It's not a contract. Whatever you create, you get to keep. That intellectual property, you get to profit further from it. And then there's $12 billion worth of special tax breaks. During this five-year period, incredibly, the endowments of these 10 schools went up by a collective $65 billion. And they hardly have to pay any tax on those gains. And that amounted to $12 billion at taxpayer expense on what those 10 schools didn't pay.
And so these are just the 10 schools. There's others, right? I mean, So just with those 10 schools, we're talking all these billions of dollars. And they get to keep this, you know, we're paying for it. And they get to keep it as their own intellectual property, and they get to get further profit from it, and the people get bupkis.
Yeah, so here's the higher ed elite school scheme on your tax dollars. Number one, we found, and this is reported, you know, for the first time, this is breaking news. Mm-hmm. Our auditors found that these elite schools are offloading all of their research on the backs of taxpayers, $33 billion in a five-year period. Number two, they're accepting the private sector donations and stuffing their endowments. Their collective endowments of these 10 schools is not quite, but almost a quarter trillion, is almost a quarter trillion dollars. It's $225 billion, $65 billion gain over the course of the past 5 years. And number three, when you take the federal research dollars on grants, you get to profit further because everything you create is your intellectual property. So all of that is backstopped by the taxpayer, paid for by the taxpayer. And meanwhile, you know, they have become so wealthy, so elite, they're almost untouchable.
How many votes did that buy the Democrats?
I have no idea.
But you got to know, Adam, following the money is like who set this up and for what purpose? I mean, I hate to sound so cynical, but this is what it all comes down to. Is you start pulling the thread on this stuff and you see that it goes into the DNC, it goes into these Democratic elites. I mean, which is very similar to what happened in the mid 60s with LBJ.
I mean, funding. You know, so we know it's funding. That's clear because we.
Oh, okay, this is like welfare in a sense. I mean, this is university welfare. You give them all this, right? You give it to them, and you're buying their favor and their votes. And so, what's going to happen? You know, these guys, when it comes voting time, do you think they're going to vote against the Democrat? Heck, no! Not with all this deal. We got a gravy train going here. We got to keep this dog alive, even if he's barely walking. Right.
Well, you know, here's what we can quantify at OpenTheBooks.com. Basically, it's our tax money into these wealthy and elite schools, and it's funding the progressive left hardcore current in the stream. So all the intellectual foundation of their entire progressive movement comes out of these schools, and you pay for it. That's what we can actually quantify at OpenTheBooks.com.
We're paying, in a sense, and I know that I am... You're right, and you need to stay in your lane where Open the Books is at, and you're giving the numbers. I'm giving you responses as one of our audience that would hear this and saying, Oh, I get the gig. I get it now. You know, my eyes are opening up to what's going on. This is just another form of quid pro quo here. And you don't have to answer that.
I think that's fair. I want to weigh in on that, Bill, because,
okay.
Look, at OpenTheBooks.com, we don't take any government money. We're organized in the same way as a IRS recognized 501c3 public educational charity. We're organized the same way as these elite schools. They take tens of billions of dollars at taxpayer expense, and they don't need it. They've got all the connections to all the wealth in the entire world to stuff their endowments with $250 billion. So they definitely don't need taxpayer help. Look, if we can do it at OpenTheBooks.com and take zero government money, they can do it. They need to lighten the load on the American taxpayer. They need to start paying their own way.
Mm-hmm. No, without a doubt. And the thing is that even with these research papers, Adam, you see, what galls me is that here we are, the taxpayer are paying for this. And these researchers, we know what's working, how it works, whether it's climate or anything that has to do with the medical field. Anything that the government wants to have a paper done, they go to these elite universities and these researchers and say, okay, thou shalt do this and we shall give you this. Well, there is an implied consent and cabal here that takes place. And we've seen this time and again. I mean, sooner or later, there's going to be a great reveal and a study on all these research papers that have been done over the years that have been paid for by taxpayers that are a bunch of bunk. And they're there for political purposes so that supposedly the elite of our bureaucracy can quote, this is what Princeton says in their study. And Boston has done this and to lend some sort of credibility when the deal's a bunch of hogwash to begin with.
Exactly. That's the current in the stream. They set it. They set that intellectual foundation.
And I like how you put that. You're exactly right. It is the current in the stream. And they're controlling it all at the American taxpayers' expense. And what do we got? It's no wonder we're $33 trillion in debt here, Adam. And there's no hope of getting out of it. Not in the current paradigm, because they're so fixed and the model is so established. My goodness, it's going to be more than a wrecking ball that needs to go through all these institutions to score this away. But thank God for Open the Books, and thank God for you and the team and all that you're doing, to keep this up front and center. Because people, this is what's happening to your government, and this is what's happening to us, all at our expense. More from Adam after this.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to SkyRizzy, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to SkyRizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available in a rare fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books continues. He's also the author of Operation Drain the Swamp. And as you realize, you know, with these reports, what's going on, I hope you are grasping, you know, the battle that is at hand here. Draining the swamp isn't a simple thing like just pulling the plug. I think some people maybe were under the delusion, you know, when Donald Trump talked about draining the swamp. Really, it was a rallying cry for all Americans and all patriots to come together to see the problem and realize that it's a shared responsibility. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is a government up for by we, the people, right? Not the elites, not just those that went to the special colleges, you know, the 340-whatever million people, citizens here in this country. It's our responsibility. We have the country we have today because in some form or fashion, certain people are not carrying their weight. We need everybody to carry their weight because of the size of job at hand, Adam. I mean, as you report on this continually, I mean, every month, every week, you're filing reports and trying to get America to wake up to realize how severe a problem this is. At $33 trillion in debt and counting, and there's very little concern on the Beltway about this problem. I mean, occasionally you may hear a senator or a congressman, you know, spout that out, but they're not willing to fall on their sword for this deal. We just haven't gotten, I guess, I don't know, maybe it needs to be $50 trillion. I don't know what the number is for people to finally just say, enough of this stuff. This is out of hand because here we are. We can see what a national risk this is in light of, you know, two wars, maybe a third just around the corner that we're dealing with. You know, we just can't continue to afford to operate the way America's been operating, can we?
Well, 100% so true. In 1980, our national debt was less than $1 trillion. So fast forward 43 years later, We're over $33 trillion. So we need to cut spending. Now, specific to these wealthy elite schools, there is some bipartisan consensus to do just that. When we last highlighted this report in March of 2017, by December of 2017, with the Republicans in control of both houses of Congress and with Trump as president, there was bipartisan consensus to slap a small 1.4% capital gains tax on schools. There was about 40 of them that qualified, wealthy schools, called an excessive endowment gains tax. Now, put that in contrast to the 20% capital gains tax for well-to-do Americans. 1.4% was too small of a tax, but at least it set precedent on a bipartisan basis to start clawing back some of the money that taxpayers are basically funding these elite institutions.
And so Trump exit, and what happens with that 1.4%?
Well, it's still in place, but a lot of people think it needs to move higher.
Yes, exactly. I would think. Okay, well, I'm surprised it's still in place.
Yeah, and specifically right now, regular Americans are asking why their tax dollars are flowing to any university where discrimination, bigotry, and anti-Semitism, where they've incubated bigotry, you know, anti-Semitism and discrimination.
Exactly.
I mean, discrimination and public funding, those are irreconcilable. That should stop. So this has put a new spotlight on these dollars, and that's why we updated the numbers.
Right. Well, you need to go to Open the Books. If you're interested at all, I mean, Adam's got the numbers here. I mean, I'm just looking at, the $65 billion endowment gain of wealthy universities that you have there on the site. This site's from 2018 to 2022 that you referenced here. These are real dollars.
They
are a lot of money.
Through some of the frivolous grant making that flowed into these wealthy elite schools. You got $2 million on a grant that flowed into Stanford to study high college kids in the retail expansion of marijuana. You got $2 million flowed into the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school, to support the preservation of minority artifacts in Iraq. You got $3 million.
Boy, that was important. That was important. I don't know why you're arguing that. I mean, now that's really significant. I mean, everybody I talk to, this is one of the first things they talk about.
I know.
My gosh.
That punches a lot of buttons, like foreign aid to the Ivy League. You know, I mean, we spent enough money in Iraq over the last 20 years. I mean, that punches like three different buttons. No,
exactly.
You got $3 million into Stanford to study the sex hormone effects in transgender adolescents. I mean, leave the teenagers alone when it comes to sex, right? You got $4 million that flowed into Cornell minoritized, they didn't even know that was a word, faculty in the sciences. Well, here, we could save taxpayers $4 million. Start hiring on merit.
Right.
Stop discriminating.
Yes. I mean, we need a study to tell us what it is that these stupid policies have been doing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, that just goes on and on and on. That's a small sample of the millions of dollars flowing into these elite wealthy universities with, again, a collective endowment of $250 billion, which is, Bill, that's nearly all the money in the world. That's definitely all the wealthy connections in the world. They've got access to it. They don't need our tax dollars. They need to lighten the load on the American taxpayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, you know, we talked about the difference between the Trump administration and Biden administration. Open the Books discovered that there really wasn't much difference between Trump and Biden. I mean, this seems to be an equal opportunity misinvestment, if I might say that, into these universities, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Trump budgets to Congress, you know, the president's budget to Congress, the budget that Trump laid out in all of his years, they were just amazing. In the third year of his presidency, they actually adopted what OpenTheBooks.com had advocated at the Wall Street Journal. They allowed the Office of Personnel the Office of Management and Budget allowed me in my then column at Forbes to actually break the president's budget to Congress. We were mentioned in there three different times on the elimination of two federal agencies and the egregious use-it-or-lose-it practice. So these presidential budgets to Congress, they were beautiful. They were perfect on policy. They had budget cuts. They carved out waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, and bad policy like use-it-or-lose-it budgeting.
Exactly.
However, when they got over to the Republican-led Congress in the first 2 years, and then thereafter when Democrats controlled chambers, those budgets were dead on arrival. So it was Republicans in the first 2 years that racked up, Republicans in Congress that racked up trillion-dollar budget deficits, and they forced Trump to sign those budgets. Unfortunately, he did that rather than shut down Congress, shut down government. So, look, you know, more of this was on the establishment Republicans in Congress that were refusing to work with the president on his agenda.
Well, yeah, this was the problem from day one, because Paul Ryan and the rest of them and all the rhinos, first of all, they were as shocked as the Democrats that Trump got elected. And instead of even taking a moment, pausing for a moment and saying, hey, we're all going to go to Camp David and we're just going to have, you know, some time to really ferret this out and understand what the heck happened so that we can back up this Republican presidential candidate. And instead of coming alongside, they kind of let him out there to hang, and Nancy Pelosi. The resistance came in full force and started, you know, looking into impeachment inquiries and all kinds of other things that, you know, the Democrats do. And that, you know, and you can always tell what the Democrats are going to do. Yeah, exactly. Because they tell you they never do it. When they say they never do it, they mean to tell you that's what they're going to do, right?
I know. Or they blame you for exactly what they're doing. And that's the Bill Clinton.
Exactly.
Being run by Bill and Hillary Clinton, you know, since the 1990s.
I'll tell you, you know, and the thing is also you got to look at is that it was exceptional. There was no doubt. I think in somewhat, you know, with COVID, what happened and the amount of money that had to take place. And I need to remember that we had to kind of fill up the shelves again. I mean, you know, Donald Trump goes to the medical cabinets and says, "Whoa, what happened here?" Well, Obama administration didn't care about it. It wasn't a priority for them. So they left the cupboards bare in much the same way that Bill Clinton left the cupboards bare when it came to the military. 9/11 comes and we're sending our kids overseas, and we've got to ramp up spending here, you know, for the military, because, you know, Bill Clinton did not. And so here we are, deja vu, one more time. These old bad habits come back to haunt us. And, of course, you know, everybody blames Trump and says, well, look at all the money that he spent. Well, how much of that money did he spend? Yes, some of it, as you pointed out, is questionable. I agree with you. But some of it had to be done in terms of an emergency and what was going on. And the people, you know, the Faucis of the world telling him, oh, you know, this is, you know, people are dying. We're going to have, you know, 30 million people dying. And you're going to be the president, of record who supervised the death of millions of Americans, right?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's a lot smarter today. I think the main takeaway point here is the Ivy League colleges, the wealthy elite colleges, they hold a lot of sway in Congress, and they're taking tens of billions of dollars of your money to fund their agenda. And they have for a long period of time. Like, my favorite is a $1 million grant for a study where it hurts the most to be stung by a bee. It's the nostril, Bill.
Now, the nostril. I thought maybe they got... What was that? What was that crazy group that was out there for a while and they were getting hit in all kinds of personal places just to demonstrate that they could, you know, do the pain? Johnny, what was his name? I don't know. I can't remember him. But anyway, you may remember what I'm talking about here. But this is nuts. And this is what they do with our money. And thank God for Adam Andrzejewski and Open the Books. Adam, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.